Where most people go wrong and the reason why they're not successful is because they're lazy. God says that he's given all men gifts unto repentance. Now, if you use it or not, that don't got nothing to do with God. But your gift is going to make room for you.
I would say for me, the gift that I got and the gift that I'm trying to make sure my kids got and pass along is that confidence of, yo, just be you.
The vision, bro.
Yeah.
The gift that God gave me is to make things seem so real, bro.
Yeah. Mm.
But it's many times that people give up in whatever they're pursuing because they haven't seen how much is going to benefit them. Yeah. They haven't touched it.
Mine is support.
Yeah.
I am naturally wired to help amplify what you have.
When do you think you figured that out? Honestly, because to your point, E, you're saying that people get lazy with it, but I think there's a lot of people who just for real haven't identified what it is if it's not as obvious as...
I don't think that's the problem. I think most of you who are listening right now, you know what your superpower is, but what happens, Maul, is when we start using it and it start working, we get lazy.
Success Podcast, baby.
What's going on, world? Welcome to another edition of the Secret to Success Podcast. I'm your host, CJ, joined as always by the Bayesian sensation, Mr. Carl Wesley Phillips.
What's going on, y'all? What it do?
Dr. King is in the building. Dr. King, how you feeling?
Still bear down. I'm still bear down.
Yeah. How are you, bro?
Blessed. Blessed.
Yeah, yeah. I'm saying, but people be saying it's me, but I don't be. I just want to let y'all know. I just be really chilling. I just be. You know what I'm saying?
Look, CJ throws subliminal messages. Carl got on an ET fit, showing paying homage to my brother right here. I got on a Chicago Bears fit.
Yeah,
paying homage. Yeah. He got on a fit. He always paid homage. I'm sure fun of that. It's probably UOU or something. Paying homage. My man across from me. Tupac.
Maul.
There you go. My man. So that just all
it just
three,
was cold. I kept my jacket on.
It's peaceful. Hey, it's cold. Maul,
you just can't never beat me, dog. You just I got a Chicago shirt.
No. 120 Chicago.
Okay.
I gave you that. You don't win my luggage.
He be trying.
You win my luggage.
I got a Chicago.
Leave the humor to me on the pod, please.
Bro, this ain't humor. This is real
talk. Just leave it to me.
It's real talk.
Just leave it. When you do it, it's like you need me to help you do it.
So did I need you to help? You can't really lead it out. I showed the picture. You getting a massage by that dude. Which got over 100,000. Did I need when Barry
was
take good care of you. Did I need your help then?
But that's not funny.
It was very funny.
Because here go the thing with Maul. He has to use AI. I've never once done anything. And matter of fact, I don't even be doing
that. That was not me on Gersh's table.
I didn't put that up.
But you did post it.
I didn't even post it. That's hilarious.
You co-signed it.
How did I bruh?
Why you stuttering?
Nikki put that up.
No.
Let's just be honest.
Pixie dust. See, no. Gotta find somebody.
Call Nikki and ask her, did she put that up? Do I ever put up a post that's not of me or my family on S2S, Carl?
No.
And then look at him.
Bruh.
He got to run and go do AI stuff because he get beat so bad. He going to go to AI and be like,
what's AI? What you use that AI?
Look at the numbers.
I didn't put nothing up with Gersh.
I'm saying, what he put up with AI?
That was not me on that massage table with Gersh.
No question.
I didn't say it
even
was.
Gersh was like, yo, yeah. Gersh felt some kind. He was like, yeah.
You didn't know if it was you.
I did know.
You looked and was like, hey, I don't know. I don't know.
That's cap.
You was like, I don't know.
You capping.
And then so he wanted to do,
was that you in that picture?
It was me with an AI person behind me.
So that was me with an AI. That wasn't me with another individual in there.
Who put the one up with you with the AI?
This cat.
And he put, no, I didn't.
All he has is AI. He got AI and me and Chicago Bears AI? Stuff.
Huh?
You know how you use AI like that?
I do now.
See? Look, only because he get bullied.
You got to fight fire with fire. And with somebody.
Hey.
Wait, so CJ got a whole AI team. Nikki ain't real.
Yeah.
Nikki is AI. Yeah. Matter of fact, Nikki created AI.
Yeah.
So he over here talking about Nikki literally created the book on AI.
Yeah.
What were you in AI? Where were you at in AI?
What you mean?
When did they do AI?
They put me in or someone that looks like me
I don't think that was AI.
Okay, so
I'm not saying it was I'm just saying it wasn't AI.
I think she took something from Gersh Page, which is somebody's leg or something.
Okay, so that's kind of freaky then. Somebody that's really out there in the world that's like, yo, they got me plastered. That's my body, bro. That's me. That was an intimate moment with Gersh. And they got me up here. They got him.
Didn't you sign an NDA or something like that?
I did not sign nothing. Okay. I ain't have my clothes off like
that. But you said it wasn't you.
Yeah, but they try to protect. They try to make his likeness and
they
image.
They messed up my image. Yeah, they try to make it like his. They messed up my NIL.
It's NIL deal.
You messing with my NIL, bro?
What NIL? Yeah,
my likeness. NIL, bro. Yeah.
What is?
Yeah, his likeness.
My image,
yeah,
dog. Image, my bro. Name.
Who messing with it?
My image and my likeness, bro.
Jamal Kardashian.
You put Jamal down as though I was
in there with Gersh.
Exactly.
At that time.
And that
I didn't. Hold on.
You kept it up
he
on your
you the ma- He said you the mastermind of it.
Yes.
You was the mastermind, he said.
Hey, bro, this man, have you ever seen somebody this big and sensitive in your life?
Sensitive?
I'm talking about sensitive.
One other person I asked.
I laughed.
I ain't going to say it.
Oh, okay.
I laughed it off, and then I just.
And then you start.
I just gave
and then
the word what you put out. That's what, see, what the, that's yeah. karma, bro. Yeah, I just gave the word what you put
karma.
Out.
What are you talking about? I didn't put anything out.
You allowed that to be on your page. It's your page.
It's our page.
No,
first
it's not.
Of all,
what's the passcode?
So why do I? Why did
what's
I,
the passcode?
You got two videos on there more than I got in the last 3 weeks.
Oh, you
your
got videos
is up more than
and
mine.
You got videos on my page too.
How many I got on your page?
Man, definitely the one getting a massage by that man. And you said you get massaged by my man.
Can we call him Jamal Kardashian after that?
Bro,
tape. He got the tape.
Hey.
Bruh.
He got the tape.
He's going to make you famous.
Hey, I ain't putting no AI up, nor did I put you up in AI ever.
But you said Maul.
I didn't say Maul nothing.
But you allowed it to continue on your page. Mm.
What did the page say?
You didn't fight.
What did the page say, Carl?
You didn't fight for me.
What did the page say?
What he just said, though? You didn't fight for
me. You didn't fight for me.
To get it taken down.
You see what I'm saying? Sensitive, bro.
You didn't fight for me.
Get it taken down.
How can you be this big and sensitive, dog? How can you be this big and sensitive?
Bear down.
Huh? How can you be that big and sensitive?
Bear down. Oh, now you sizing me up?
No, you just sensitive.
You sizing?
It's like your feelings get hurt so easily.
My feelings don't get hurt, dog. Somebody had said before, what they say? If you look at the people in the pod, they said that you remind them of Nas.
The rap thing.
Was it Nas?
I think
so. Yeah, it was Nas. Yeah. It was Biggie.
Biggie.
Jay-Z. And they said Kanye West.
Mm.
Huh. I ain't sensitive, my brother. This Chicago. I can't say the rest. This is how we are, dog. We can get real petty. Yeah. Hey, say what you want about Kanye, dog. Yeah. But
genius. I agree with Kanye being a genius for sure.
Genius.
Yeah.
So you saying where are you going with this?
I'm actually going with Tupac. Kanye, Jay-Z, and Biggie all in one. If you really want to know, he told you a long time ago my personality trait is all over the spectrum, bro. I'm all of them in one, so that's what I'm getting at. Why you got your legs crossed, I am.
I don't even know what's going on no more, bro. I know what's going on.
You didn't protect him.
You didn't protect.
There's a trauma associated with that.
You got me in the social media world. Yeah. I didn't even have social media until I met you.
Yeah.
Asked me to get all this stuff. And then you want to mess up my NIL.
Yeah, mess his whole NIL up.
Mess my whole NIL up.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, with friends like these.
Carl, my NIL is messed up.
Yeah, we don't need any. You know what, because I saw that video of you at the crib.
Oh, no.
That hit.
Well, that's because that's Chicago.
Yeah, that sucker blew up.
Yeah.
So your NIL is in full.
I had to rebuild it.
It was full.
He tried to take me down, so I had to interject. I had to interject a little bit.
And what an interjection it was. Yes, indeed.
Sorry, I got a couple more battleships waiting for you.
For those of you who didn't see the crib, check it out.
Let's talk, bro. What happened? What happened to you this morning?
We can do therapy afterwards.
What happened?
Yeah.
Hey, he got a pod to do, bro.
He said you did not protect him. That's what happened.
You know what I'm saying?
So we're going to have to, we have to talk about that.
You affected my
NIL. Yeah. Man, dog. It's early to be. You know what I'm saying? I'm like,
oh, it's never too early.
It's never too early.
I'm like, we ready.
Yeah.
Oh,
we
bro.
Get up. We
what's
ready.
In, what's in your cup, dog?
Huh?
What's in your cup?
Same thing that's in your cup.
Oh,
young
man.
Fella.
I need another one then.
You know what I'm saying?
That's
he the one that put me on espresso.
Yeah.
And now he asking what's in my cup.
Yeah. Hip hop preacher, how you feeling?
I feel good.
You know what I'm saying?
I feel great now. the energy right now.
Warmed up.
And the energy that we have, I know April 16, 17, 18 is going to be in Chicago.
Ooh,
so I'm excited for this. In Chicago.
Where's it going to be?
Southside.
It's Chicago.
Yeah, Southside, bro. So I'm excited,
Let's
bro.
Go.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Carl, how are you? Now that, you know what I'm saying? If I can start the pot, is that okay?
Starting all over?
Yeah, just like, because I got attacked like immediately.
Attacked.
I'm like, I don't know what's going on.
I'm so blessed. I walked outside this morning. God had a carpet laid out for me. It was beautiful. It was just beautiful.
Was it a red carpet?
Beautiful. It wasn't a red carpet. It was white. You know, God is pure. He don't deal with red. That's stain. It was a pure white carpet. Just learning to have a little perspective shift a little bit, but not white
carpet,
man.
Well, she messed the carpet up. I saw him drive over.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Hey, listen, this is every time I think I can move back, I told Marl, I'm like, I don't know, bro. This ain't it. Hip Hop Preacher, all right, talk to us, bro. You said, hey, see, let me.
Yeah, no.
Let me talk.
I wanted us to do round, you know, table and really help the people this year with some very, you know, strategic solution-based, you know, information, right? And so I was thinking when we was talking about Ben Johnson, you know, I was thinking just, you know, all of them, Sheffield, everybody. I was like, yo, Ma, I think where most people go wrong and the reason why they're not successful is because they're lazy, right? And this goes to all of us. I've had my time, Ma, where I was lazy, right? And so here's where I want to go with this. I truly believe when you look at a Ben Johnson, you look at a Shepherd, you know, with all the different, whoever you want, Dan Cat, whoever you want to, Mike Tomlin, whoever you want to go with, I believe that all of us at one point in our lives were operating in our genius. Like, I feel like everybody got a genius. So when you think about Ben Johnson specifically, you think about what? Like, I know he played football. I mean, he's a coach in football, but what do you think about him specifically?
Offense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's it. Offense. Nobody ever said he was a dope defensive minded person. Nobody ever said he was a genius with special teams. Like, he is known for offense. And I feel like all of us at some point in our lives, now, first of all, if you're listening and you on some victim stuff, I want to help you because God says that he's given all men gifts unto repentance. Mm-hmm. Like, that's what the word says, meaning that when you were born, God gave you something special, right? Period. Now, if you're using it or not, that don't got nothing to do with God. Yeah. But he said he gave it to you. And then the thing that he said was without repentance, meaning I'm never going to take it back from you. Mm. So if you decide to use the gift I've given you on some dumb stuff, God is like, I'm not going to take it back from you. So here go the crazy thing, Ma. I just don't believe that God would say, and I've seen it historically, you did this with the gift I gave you, so I'm taking it back.
Yeah.
Like, we serve a God that he's like, if you want to use your gift for good, you want to use it for bad, you want to use it for both. Like, it's yours to have forever. But your gift is going to make room for you, right? So if you're an offensive person, mindset, and you take it to the highest level, you're going to be the assistant coach, head coach. What do you call that maybe in the beginning when you like an intern?
A GA.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like a grad assistant. Like at some point, you're going to be able to use it. Here's what I'm starting to realize. Most of us have used our gift at some point, and then it got us into certain rooms or certain opportunities, and then we stop using it.
Mm.
You feel me? We stop. And I want to talk about, and we can all talk about what that is. So for me, man, I'm going to play this for y'all if y'all don't mind. And this is what made me, y'all know, of course, we got the conference coming up, right? And so I hit Trap yesterday because I don't know how I forgot, but I was like, let me hit Trap, make sure Trap going to be in the building. And I heard this. Watch this, y'all. Let me make sure it's up. And this is what made me think about this today, Maul.
What's good, OG? Man, I apologize for taking a day to answer you, man. I was locked in on them screens, and I had like 5 interviews. We're trying to bring in the financial control, and I'm trying to bring a couple more people on the squad just to take some of this load off me. Yep, no problem, OG. I will link whoever. Tell me who to link the team with. I'm going to get you with Miss April so she can just get everything squared away. But, yep, you got me. That's done deal, OG. Already is good. Love. I love you, man. I appreciate you, man.
So when I listened to that, I was just like, yo, that's my superpower.
Yep.
And if I'm not where I want to be in my life,
yeah,
it's because I'm not using my superpower. So there's a couple things he said. Number one was like, yo, my bad for not getting back with you in 24 hours. Why? Because I'm the dude that get back with you as quick as possible.
Yeah.
That's my superpower. Mm. Like, when you call me, I'm trying to hit you right back. Because for me, that shows.
Yeah, that's not a superpower of mine.
Yeah, you feel me? That shows that.
24 hours, I felt like that was a timely response.
Yeah, yeah. But I do it because I felt like that shows you that you are valuable, you are important.
Yeah, exactly.
When somebody call you back 48 hours later.
So only the important people, though.
I do it for everybody.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I do it for everybody. Because I do. I feel like when I'm at my greatest is when I feel valued, when I feel wanted. That's when I feel like I'm at my best. When I walk into an event and it's like, sometimes I've gone to an event mall and the coach wanted me there. The players may have been like, oh, we got this is our day off.
Yeah.
We ain't even trying to be here on our day off.
Yeah.
So I'm feeling a little, they don't even want to be here. This day, day off. Coach that made them come on their day off. But when I go in and you about to play road to the Final Four and I walk in and you got your game against, you the underdog against the number two seed, not you geeked up. So I like that feeling of wanting to be wanted. So I caught that first. Then I caught the love boy. Yo, most grown men ain't saying they love you, right? But that's a superpower. I'm letting you know I love you.
Yeah.
And so he returning the love. He like returning the love.
Yeah.
So what I'm trying to say is, I think for a lot of us, we don't look at our gift and go, it will make room for us. We look at other people's gifts and go, they gift made room for them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, no. They gift can't make room for you. Mm. I don't care how you use they gift and try to, you wouldn't even know how to use they gift if you took they gift.
Yeah.
So if you took Saul's armor, David, you've been practicing with a slingshot your whole life. So my slingshot is calling you back in 24 hours.
Yeah.
My slingshot is, bro, I love you. My slingshot is whatever is in my possession, if you need it, I got you.
Right.
Like, that's my thing. And I think, I don't think that's the problem. I think most of you who are listening right now, you know what your superpower is. But what happens, Maul, is when we start using it and it start working, we get lazy.
Mm.
You feel me? And so I kind of just want to walk around.
You're saying when you use it and you...
And it work. Like, for a lot of us, you usually work. So let's just say for a lot of men, right?
Yeah.
You ain't had no problems using your gift on your girl when she was your girlfriend. Now you can't use it when she your wife. You didn't lost it. You like when you was trying to get her, I'm talking about you was all in your bag. You had gang, taking her out, buying stuff, doing. Now y'all married. Y'all ain't been out in I don't know how long. Mm. You ain't bought nothing for her in I don't know how long. Why? Because some kind of way when you have a gift and you use it and it work, you get lazy with the gift.
Mm-hmm.
Like the more productive the gift is, and you start getting to where you want to, there's a group of people who go, oh, I made it. I got it. This gift, it opened doors for me. I'm chilling now, right? And so I just want to kind of walk around first and just have y'all identify what your gift is, because I do want people who may got cobwebs on theirs, I want them to start like really valuing, oh, that is a gift. Because you may not see calling people back in 24 hours as a gift. You may not see saying I love you as a gift.
Yeah.
You might just think, well, I'm just like, I do. I like, no.
Since Carl been depositing them checks, he been saying it more. I don't know. He wasn't really saying it, but a couple six-figure checks hit the bank.
Oh, it get you.
And now he's like, hey, see, just want to let you know I love you.
I love a lot more now. Yeah. What you mean?
Hey, I ain't mad.
You know what I'm saying?
And then more, maybe we can say.
Soften his heart.
Like, what's the thing that makes you stop? And then what do you do? Now, you may have never stopped, but I want you to think about, even if you didn't stop, I want you to think about if it was a particular gift that you didn't necessarily use as much as you used before, right? But I really want people to walk away with, I have everything I need to get everywhere I want, and I need them to just start using. And again, like I said, I use marriage because that's an easier way for people to see. Like, yo, I was, you know, I don't know what the term was, but I was hunting. I was getting active. And then once I got married, I wasn't necessarily getting active the same way I was getting active before. Mm-hmm. Now, for some people, it could be something different. Marriage might have been something you did, but I'm just using that analogy because I know that's an easier one for people to see how you were pursuing. And then once you said, I do, maybe 3 years in, 5 years, maybe you had kids.
Mm-hmm.
And now maybe the kids made it a little more challenging to do. It didn't come as natural as it would come before.
Yeah.
And so the kids came in and now you like not doing whatever you need to do to still do date night, or you're not doing what you need to do to still, you know, whatever. And so I just want people to know Ben Johnson, all the other people, they are where they are because they had one thing they did And Ben in his brain must have been like, yo, I do offense. You feel me? And he went in on offense. And now we look at, I don't know how many plays my man got, but it looked like he doing way more than what the average coach is doing. The average coach, let's say he got 100 plays. Ben got 150 plus 50 razzle-dazzles that most people wouldn't even do. But by doing that, you see that his offense, I don't know how many points the Bears scored, but I know they were among the top teams in terms of offense this year. So talk to us, Carl, CJ, Maul, what's your gift? You know, and help people to understand how to use it and then how not to allow it to stop once they get to a certain, you know what I'm saying, level. Because, again, I just believe this is going to be the best year of your life if you and God go in on your gift. I just believe that. He gave you a specific gift. If I stop talking, I promise you my life about to be. If I get off stage, if I stop going to these schools and blessing these babies, if I stop getting online and encouraging y'all, I guarantee you my life is not going to look the same as if I keep speaking and using my gift.
Mm. Yep. Yeah, no, I'll start. And mine is probably the most cliche and obvious, but really it's support.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not trying to be funny. Like, we talked about this many times before. I don't get up thinking I want to lead something.
Yeah.
Like, and for a long time, we talked about this over and over, CJ. Thank you for bringing that to us. For a long time, I looked at that like, man, something's wrong with me. Man, I'm not taking ownership, E. And I'm like, okay, there's a part of that that I need to take, but I need to take it in the context of who God created to me. Like, I am naturally wired. The word that I started using, I got it from Moose, is to help amplify what you have.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So again, I'm taking time to study it. It's support, but it's a strategic support. It's like, yo, when we start talking about like, yo, when I met E, this dude is incredible. We go into a school and I'm watching him talk to second graders, teachers, like everybody. And like everybody's getting a message. I'm like, yo, we walk out of that room and it's gone. You know what I'm saying? They go back home and something happened. They forgot that. I was like, no. This has to be amplified. Carl, it's not the video. It's not any of that. It's the ability to like, I'm going to make sure that this gets amplified through whatever I can do. There's no specific, it just happened to fall into video. And by God's grace, that's something that I learned and was able to pick up. Mm-hmm. But that itself isn't like, Carl, you were born to be a video guy. No,
right.
It was, no. You're going to support and you're going to find somebody's message to amplify.
Yeah.
Look, worked once. Work twice.
I love it.
Rinse and repeat.
Yep.
That's literally what I'm doing. The strategic part for me is making sure I'm connected to the right people.
Good.
Because with that gift in the wrong hands, it's still who I am.
Yeah.
You put me in the wrong environment.
When do you think you figured that out? Honestly, because I think to your point, E, you're saying that people get lazy with it, but I think there's a lot of people who just for real haven't identified what it is if it's not as obvious as
Yeah.
E, I'm about to go speak.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Maul, I'm about to be, you know, making investments and outwardly like, you know, Maul got a big personality. I got, you know, I speak, I talk. So these gifts might be a little bit more obvious from a younger standpoint of like, oh, he was the captain of the football team. So there's like something natural there, right? As opposed to Carl maybe not having something that seems overtly like right there, you know, as soon as you see him and you meet him, you're like, oh, I don't know who he is, but he came in the room and kind of like, you know, had a presence. You know what I'm saying? So when do you think you discovered that? And when do you think you were like, all right, cool, I'm good with it and I want to use it?
So I'm saying truthfully, like real truthfully, and I'm going to answer it two ways. Truthfully, I'm saying now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, truthfully, I'm saying now because I've gone through so many thought process of like, man, you didn't do this or you didn't do that. Like, literally, I've been searching, if that makes sense. Now, I'm still doing the process, but all the while is like, okay, this comes natural to me, but is this it? I'm still questioning.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll tell you, I'm going to answer it the second way. Bruh, from 6 years old, my mom was making the bed and she said I would never stand there and watch her make the bed. She make the bed. I grabbed the other side as she was doing it. So I'm saying 6 years old, it was there. It was obvious. Like, oh, bro, you're going to support. You're going to help. I could, through my entire life, bro, I walk into a room, you're doing something naturally. I'm going to go help you lift it. I'm going to go. So it's been there my entire life. I'm just now at the edge where I can embrace and accept it now. Ah, God, my bad. I see it. Mm. So I'm seeing it full-fledged now.
So let me ask you this. So maybe the word isn't lazy. For some of us, it could be lazy or complacent.
I got to answer for that. For me specifically, I'm saying it's not lazy. It's because I'm not clear on it or not understanding it.
Right, that part.
Yeah, got you.
I'm not sure even how to leverage it.
Good. So how did you get clear on it?
Unfortunately, through y'all. I'm just being honest. Obviously, the information from y'all is helpful.
Yeah.
Right. I'm in a community where it's like, hey, Carl, we see you.
Yeah.
You don't see yourself. Y'all have heard this on the podcast a billion times. Carl, CJ said, I wish you could see yourself the way I see you. So I got it through my environment. And of course, I still had to do my work of, you know, like diving in internally. But that's it.
Yeah. I mean, it's funny because I ain't never think I would have kids that got straight A's. But you know what I'm saying? Trey ain't never got a B, and now Avery start doing it, and she got straight A's. And I look at my kids, and as smart as they are scholastically, we sit down every single day. And if I called Trey right now, he would tell you that the only thing that I try to instill in them is confidence. Like, legit. Like, everything. I attribute everything that I have in my professional career to confidence. I feel like that's the gift God gave me from off the jump. Like, I know you always say it straddled a line of cockiness. And I promise you, I don't try to operate in any cockiness. But I do believe that I am as good as any human. And I don't think I'm better than any human. And so I walk around and go, okay, if it can happen for that person, it can happen for me. And so I've always moved with a certainty. Like, I've never been, you know what I mean? Like, and I think it's from health, you know what I'm saying? Like, again, growing up with an incredible father and mother and a healthy, you know, home environment, I just always had that confidence to be like, this is what we're doing. I never cared about going with the flow. I never cared about going with the flow. Everybody like, oh, see, we about to go to, what you call it? I don't even want that. I'm going over here.
Yeah.
And then I look up and everybody would follow me, you know? And so I'm teaching my kids like, yo, as much as I love the fact that you got straight A's and you smart, do you have the confidence? Because people are naturally attracted to confidence.
Yeah.
Mm. Most people will follow somebody because they're you don't even got to be right.
Yeah.
That's the crazy part is like, people will be like, oh, see, like, you did that. No, it was the right decision. I'm like, I don't know, but I do know I made a decision and I was confident in it. And then everybody else put the energy and muscle behind to make that decision correct. So was it a great decision? And y'all have heard me say this before, I don't even really believe that there's any great decisions or ideas. You know what I mean? It's, to me, the execution of it and the confidence with the person behind it. Like, I don't necessarily know if we say, all right, is it a great decision for us to put a book out this year?
Right.
It don't matter because we're going to make it work regardless.
Absolutely.
So it might not even have been the best idea, but the confidence behind it, and I think for
and
real.
And the execution, though, because I want to make
for sure.
Right. Yeah, because I want to make sure some people
but the execution,
think confidence
but
execution is two different things.
I think when you have a true confidence, the execution comes with it.
Absolutely.
Now, I'm not talking about a hollow confidence or like, yo, I'm the man or whatever. I'm talking about like when you really be like, dog, like, I feel like this is going to work. And then everybody else starts to bend their will and work towards it. Mm-hmm. And it's like, so I would say for me, the gift that I got and the gift that I'm trying to make sure my kids got and pass along is that confidence of, yo, just be you. And like, be, bruh, I got, when I tell you I got deficiencies, bruh, I just don't acknowledge them like that. And I just go with what I'm good at. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've never claimed like, oh, I'm good at everything. Oh, I know how to do this. I know how to do that. That's never been me. But the things that I can lock in on, I just want to lock in on those. Mm. And I think that, it for me has always been the thing that has allowed me to get to that next level.
Don't lose where you're going, but I was listening to the leadership book last night. I bought the audio book that the church been doing, and there's a part in there where John Max was talking about Tiger Woods, and somebody was like, yo, he missed a shot and he over there working on his weakness, and y'all be saying don't work on your to only work on your weakness, and John Max was like, what does Tiger Woods do for a living? Golf.
Right.
He's over there practicing what kind of shot? A golf shot.
Yep.
He not over there doing accounting.
Yeah.
So to your point, it's like we all got a whole bunch of blind spots and deficiencies. The key is, what are you working on? Like, you that's God gonna cover those because He didn't give you that. I promise you, He gonna cover those. He gonna put the right people around you.
Oh, no question here. And I just want to make sure we're clear. Like, this podcast, I'm trying to tell you that if you're not where you want to be, it's because you're not using your gift.
Yeah.
Period. And if you're looking at somebody else and you're going, man, they killing the game, it's because they're using their gift. Mm. And the thing you don't want to do is go, I want to be an investor like Maul. I never try to be an investor. I just call. Matter of fact, our church is working on a big project and they've been calling me like, E, we need you to meet. Come to the meeting. I'm saying, for what? Yeah. Like, for what? Why y'all keep calling me? They calling Didi. It's like, why would you call me? Like, are you calling me because I'm the pastor? Being the pastor, I think what CJ just said, that y'all got to make sure y'all catch this. I think most of y'all go wrong because you do want to show up like you know everything. Mm. There is no beauty in showing up and knowing everything if you're not executing. I need you to understand that if you want to be somebody that you look up to and somebody else look up to, you can only do it by executing. Like, once you get to my age, in the 50s, don't nobody want to hear ideas no more in the 50s, bro. I'm just being real. Don't nobody want to hear your ideas. Now, maybe you're 20-something years old, people still want to hear your idea. Don't nobody want to hear your idea at 50. People don't follow me because I got great ideas. People follow me because they see, yo, y'all hit the New York Times bestseller. Mm-hmm. That's not a normal goal. No, y'all got the PhD. Those are not things you could talk about and it just happened. Those are things that you really have to be strategic. So I just want to make sure as people are going around, you're not going, oh, I want to, what Maul doing? No, I'm not trying to be like Maul. I literally had the person at the church go, now, I would have Maul doing it all. But, of course, Maul don't have time to be doing no little church. So we hired somebody who can just make sure they can get to Maul when they can get to Maul. That's it.
He's been doing a great job.
Yeah, that's his only
talk
job.
To like, Maul and communicate
all
back.
All I'm doing is paying you to get with Maul. Yeah. Like, and so I don't want you to, like, get this false hope of you're a project manager. Or you know about real estate. You got one job, bruh. Every time they ask you something or they tell you something, get with Maul and make sure they're telling the truth. If they're telling the truth, we move forward. If they're not, we don't move forward, period. So I want y'all to get it. I'm not trying to be Jamal. I'm trying to lean on Maul. Oh. But when Maul got somebody he love that needs something, I'm the relational dude. So it's like, in this crew, now you might be able to talk to anybody, but I'm going to be the person that is going to attract that person to our pack. Yeah. Right? That I'm going to be the one where people go, I'll follow E. I want one. Then once you get in the pack, you might not ever talk to me. I might never talk to you again. I don't know. But once you get, so my job is to make sure I attract the best people we can into our inner circle. So I just want to make sure we're clear. This is not about worshiping somebody else's or wishing you had somebody else's. This is your year would be better if you figured out what you do and you keep doing it. And then we could talk about the other part in it later, but talk to us, Maul. What's that thing, Maul? What's that gift?
I've over the years, now that I'm, you know, the older, I've recognized a couple different gifts.
Yeah. Okay.
But I'm gonna speak to this one because I believe this is the one that God probably want me to speak on.
Okay.
And it's
that would make sense to speak on the
one. Yeah, I'm gonna speak on the one God want me, not CJ. I'm gonna speak on the gift that God want me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But God gave me the gift of vision.
No doubt.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, when no I, you know, kind of what CJ just got through talking about, as far as like, you know, if it's something that I want to leave to my children, the vision, bro, that God, I mean, and I thought that, and I mean, for y'all that's listening out here, well, I'm not talking eyesight, right? I'm not talking about that kind of vision. Yeah. My eyes are actually going bad on me right now. But I'm talking about that vision, because your perfect eyesight, 20/20, you can see 20 feet in front of you.
Yeah.
With vision, you can literally see 20 years in front of you. Mm. You can see 30 years. I've gotten so good now where you can see 100 years in front of you. A lot of people, I believe, lack. And which I thought it was just common, right? I thought it was like a six.
Easy to you.
A six sense, right? I thought it was like a, everybody smells. Everybody can hear. Everybody can see. Everybody can talk.
Right.
I literally thought that vision that I've always had, bro. I've always had vision. And people ask me a lot of times, man, where do your belief come from? How do you, bro, you be believing different. My belief comes from because I've already seen it.
Yeah.
I've already walked in it. I've already experienced it. Mm. So therefore, it's easy for me to wait 7 years, either have a son.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I was playing baseball with him already. Mm. I was already talking with him.
Already.
We were praying already.
Yeah.
So when you're in a state of seeing it, you do what CJ likes to talk about. You reverse engineer now, and you do what's necessary to accomplish what it is you see.
Yeah.
Mm.
But as many times that people give up in whatever they're pursuing because they haven't seen how much is going to benefit them. Yeah. They haven't touched it. They haven't. Yeah. And so the gift that God gave me is to make things seem so real, bro. Mm. I had said even in my book that When my son,
what's the name of the book?
9 to 5 Millionaire. Okay. Don't quit your day job.
Yeah,
it's right over
okay.
there.
I just wanted to. I mean, you said it like everybody know.
Yeah,
somebody could be new and they don't have a book. So.
Yes, yeah, sir. Yeah. And we're gonna have it at the Solution Conference.
Yeah. Come on,
in April.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
But
Solution Summit.
The Solution Summit. There you go.
I like it.
Yeah. Okay.
I like it.
You said don't say conference. So yeah. I'm still working.
I like
on
it. I like it.
But literally, I can see a thing and then. I experience it in real life. I go into the unseen, right? And, you know, me and Carl, we be talking all the time, and I've done keynotes. I talked about the unseen, and the unseen is real.
Yes,
just a couple,
yes, it
a couple
is,
weeks bro. Ago, I was here.
Yes, it is.
And me and Carl was going into the unseen and bringing what we see in the unseen to the scene. Mm-hmm. And we went on a drive, and as we were in the car, I really broke down the unseen to Carl. And I was like, yo, we driving. And if you just look at every single restaurant, you look at every single business as you're driving, and I'm showing him, like, is the scene real or the unseen real? And then Carl said, the scene is real. I said, the scene is nothing more than everything that was once unseen.
Unseen, yeah. No question.
Like, literally, we take what we...
No question,
what, we take what's not seen, and we bring it to the scene.
Absolutely.
This right here was in somebody's head.
Yeah.
And therefore, he everything. Took what he saw in the unseen, and he created it in the scene for everybody else now
to see.
To see.
Yeah.
And so imagine that type of gift. That means that we can create anything. We can do anything. And I think that that's really been, you know, a lot of people say, man, Mar, you great in real estate. I believe that I'm great in real estate because you have to have vision.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. In that particular field.
You have to have. Yeah. How can we create something unless we first see it?
Yeah.
I got all these people that are working for me. They need to know what's the vision in order to create it.
Yeah, that's good, Ma.
And so I believe that that's why I've been successful in that. And now, bro, I tell you, I done got so good with this gift that I can see the vision of my children's life.
Mm, yeah, that's good.
That's good.
And I can sit here and take somebody else's son and make him my own son. And I can say, if you do this, this is what your life is going to look like. And it can actually happen in that exact way that we set it up. Vontrell even said to me before, he was like, man, Pops, how did you know?
Yeah.
How did you know? I said, son, I seen it. I seen it. I seen you doing this. I was able to see you. So that gift that God has given me, and I say it is a gift. It's a gift. And I wasn't born like this. It was something I read in the book. It was something that God literally gave to me, and I understand it now, and I'm learning how to not only use it for, you know, for how I've done for myself over the years, but I'm learning how to use it for now. I believe the reason why God really gave me that gift is to bless his people and to help them have vision, to show them what vision is, and to show them how all paths always going to lead back to him.
Yeah.
And his purpose.
All of them.
All of them.
All
no
of
matter
them.
If you you take a detour.
It's coming back.
I put the detour there for you to take so that you can
come back. The complacency part I talked about, though, maybe you have not experienced it, but just talk to the people on how, if you are a visionary, how it may be like in the beginning, you might be feeling it. Maybe in the middle, there's a doldrum and you lose. Like, what do you say to people though, that have that gift to not let that gift, you know, not make room for them? Because just because you have it doesn't mean that you necessarily utilize it in the way that God would have you to utilize it. What would you say to keep them out of that funk or keep them out of that space of, oh, I made it. Because you look at the Eagles, no disrespect, but they won the Super Bowl one year.
Yeah.
They came back the next year and didn't look like the Super Bowl team they looked like the year before.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So something happened in that. Mm-hmm. Something happened when they won that did not allow them to come back next year better. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so that's what I'm trying to speak to. So is there anything you could think of that, you know, maybe you could say to them, hey, you got this gift. Be careful because it could take you here, it could take you there, but you don't want it. You want to take it as far as God wants you to take it.
Yeah, I mean, and it goes back to kind of what you said about how the word says, you know, the gift comes without repentance.
Yeah.
And if you just look back, if you really dig into this gift conversation and you look at some of the most talented people, I'm talking about, you know, it's one person in particular from Chicago that's got a voice, bruh.
Yeah.
I'm talking about he got a voice.
Yeah.
But that voice could have possibly been used, could have been probably one of the best gospel singers in the world.
Absolutely.
But instead, he used his gift for something else. And the gift comes without repentance.
Yeah.
And that something else possibly took him down the wrong path.
Yeah, that's good.
You know, and so, you know, you got to know that God, literally with the gift that God gave me, a vision.
Yeah.
I could use that vision for other things, for a lot of stuff.
Yeah, that's good, man.
I could, bruh. But instead, I choose to use it for the reason why God gave it to me.
Yeah.
So I would say to that person, man, that's got it, and you kind of like, oh, I made it.
That's
you
good,
know,
bro.
You have to realize that the vision was given to you, but it wasn't for you.
Yeah.
Just look at an apple tree. An apple tree produces fruit every day. I've never seen an apple tree eat an apple. I've never seen a cow drink milk or its own milk. Everything that's produced
is for
something else.
Come on.
And so when you use it for you.
When you use it for you, then that's when you mess up.
Wow.
That's good.
Wow.
When you start, look at me.
Yeah.
Look at what I did.
Yeah.
Then you start, that's when God say, oh, hold on. I gave you the gift. And then people mess up by celebrating the actual gift as opposed to celebrating the gift giver.
That's
when you start messing
up.
Right.
Yes, sir.
And so I would say to that person that's kind of like, yo, and you're not, the reason why you are now not in alignment with the gift that was given to
that's
you
big.
Is because now you start celebrating or start receiving.
Yeah, using it for you.
You start using it for you.
Use it for you and your
when
pleasures.
Literally God put it in you
absolutely.
For other people.
No questions asked. And when you mention that, you have individuals who are gifted and talented like that, and you do start using it for you.
Yeah.
You know, you start using it, you know, for your pride. You start using it, you know, to engage with people that you want to engage with, how you want to engage with them. And that's not what God didn't give it to you to manipulate people.
Yeah.
God gave it to you to bless people.
Yeah.
So of course you would be able to, that's why I'd be tripping when cats be saying certain things to me. I'm like, bruh, why would you even think like, oh, bruh, you got a gift. You have a God-given gift. Of course you could use it to tear people down.
Yeah.
Of course you could use it to manipulate people. Of course you could use it to get people to go in a direction for you. Mm-hmm. Of course. You like, bruh, look at me. But bruh, you got a gift. That would be like Jesus coming down here and taking advantage of people and being like, I'm the man.
Right, right.
Of course he could. Of course he could take people and make them do stuff that's not healthy for them. Of course. But to your point, Ma, when you steward the gift and know this is for God, it's like, how would God look at me if I took this gift and did this? You know what I'm saying? If I use it in this manner, because that's not, that's good.
I heard it was Miles Monroe recently. Well, obviously I'm listening to it recently, but he was talking about the concept of the Bible calls us ambassadors, right? And an ambassador is somebody that represents the kingdom.
Yeah.
So again, I'm from Barbados. Like we grew up literally owned by England. Like we grew up the queen, long live the queen. That's like they owned the territory, but they said, the reason that the real purpose for the ambassador is to go there and establish the rules, the culture, and everything of the kingdom. So when the Bible calls us ambassadors, like real talk, if we are ambassadors for God, we are here, Maul, to use the gifts to establish his rules,
that's it.
His thoughts,
that's
and
it,
to build
bro.
His kingdom.
That's it.
Like that's what it comes down to. So anytime you move off of that path, you messed it up. But I'm telling you right now, Barbados, we're independent since 1966. Bro, it's still colonial. Like you could still feel the influence of the kingdom.
Yeah.
Why? Because their ambassadors came there and established the rules, the language, the culture, everything. So I'm saying that's our full-fledged job.
But you got to be so careful, bro, because, you know, when you was just talking, Ian, I had just thought about it. And then this scripture, not even a scripture, rather this parable or this example came to my head. You know, for all you that have a gift, you have to be careful with the fruit that it produces.
Yes, that's good.
Because that's if good. You just look at the example, when Jesus was in, and I don't even know where he was at, but where he was at the fig tree.
Yeah.
And when the fig tree did not produce fruit, what did Jesus do?
Yeah, he cursed it.
Cursed that joker.
He cursed.
Seemed like he had a little attitude about
it,
too.
He did. Because he went to the fig tree to go get fig.
It seemed like he was in his feelings.
He wasn't looking forward to producing. Yeah.
Bro, I'm hungry, bro.
He wasn't looking forward to produce something that was outside of his natural state. You produce. He wasn't looking for an apple or orange. He wasn't looking for coconut.
I came for a fig. Where the fig at?
Yeah, where the fig at?
What a fig. This is your only job.
This is your only job.
This is what you've been brought in the world to
do.
That's
it.
This is what you've been brought in the world to accomplish.
The fig,
you are a fig tree. Yeah. You produce figs.
Yeah.
I'm coming here to get a fig.
Yeah.
And there's nothing
But you got the form.
I was gonna say, you got the form. You got the leaves. That's it. No, the shade.
And that's why I'm saying.
You still sucking up water.
Bruh.
You still taking up dirt. You still taking up space.
This is what I'm trying to tell y'all. This is why I'm telling you, use your gift. Man, Maul, we don't got enough time. This is why I'm trying to tell y'all this. This is what I'm trying to tell y'all. Most of you are not where you want to be because you're either worried about somebody else's gift. Like, I just want you to see you have a certain bandwidth. You human. You got a brain. Your brain does not allow you to be God. You're not all-knowing. You're not all. So every time we use energy, Maul, we're using something up.
Mm.
Period. You're using it up. So if you're using it for evil, you use it for good, you're using it and you can't go back and get it because you don't have, you know, infinite wisdom or whatever. So when you use your energy to say, what is Maul doing? You're not now using it for your what God has called you to use it for. Or I find a lot of people use their energy, Maul, to make people think they're using their gift.
Mm.
Like you know what I'm saying? Like you sitting here trying to tell me about you and what you're doing as if that got anything to do with me. Like, why are you trying to impress me?
Yeah.
Why are you trying to make me feel a certain way about you? Mm. Bruh, I'm trying to pay my bills, bruh. I'm trying to make sure my wife cool, my kids cool. I'm trying to make sure this pack is good. I'm not interested in, somebody called me the other day about a game. I just got off with the number two team in the nation. I just got off the phone with them. They like, we've been watching your videos, our number one person, boom, 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 boom. You feel me, Ma? And I'm like, oh, okay. I have no desire to go to a game, Ma. At no point in that conversation was I interested in, well, let me go to the game. Let me pull my phone out and record this message. Let me show the world that I'm on the phone with my man. When I got off the phone with Lil Man, I was like, what you need, bro? Because you're calling me because I have a gift.
Yeah.
And you've been locked in on my videos. What do you need from me? He said, bro, I'm probably one of the best on the squad, but I need to get my squad on the next level. Mm. I was like, all right, send me your email. Coach, send me both of y'all emails. Moose, send them the assessment. I'm going to show you how to read the assessment. I'm going to show you how to get those other players on the level you on. I'm going to show you why they're not on your level. I'm going to show you to stop trying to make them be you because they're not you. And I'm going to show you who they are so they could be, Ma, that's it. And I got off the phone and I'm done because I know that if Coach uses it, they still doing this. I was at the Meridian Mall.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty much shut down, see?
Yep.
They ain't got no stores in there.
Yep.
But they still got that store in there.
Oh, for sure.
I was walking through the food courtyard. He's still right there. Bruh, he's still right there, see? Mm. He still pulled a toothpick out on me, see?
Oh, I'm talking about still.
See, to this day, listen to me. Dix is gone.
Yeah.
Dix was in that Joker. Barnes and Noble, whoever was in that Joker, they gone. They all gone. But
is Sbarro still there?
He's still.
If Sbarro gone.
Sbarro's gone.
I think Sbarro's is gone.
My man outlasted Sbarro.
Sbarro's gone.
Yeah.
He's still there with his toothpick.
You know, that's the Sbarro. That's like, they got an automatic. I thought that lifetime ball contract.
He's still there. He's still using his gift.
Boom.
He still got the toothpick.
That bourbon chicken still.
He's had the bourbon.
It's come still on. Hitting.
He not. He said, try fried right. That's what he took. See, I looked at my man like, unbelievable. You still here? You made it.
You made it.
I tell you all
using
the stores,
your gift.
All the stores, Ma.
It's gone.
It's like Evergreen Plaza. It's like Evergreen Plaza, Ma.
So you know that mean folk coming up there just for that. I'm finna run go get some chicken.
Wow.
So Carl, I did the exact same thing. This is a coach whose team is doing their thing, and I gave him the toothpick.
Yeah.
And I said, try assessment.
Try the assessment.
Mm. Try fried rice. Yeah. Try the assessment. Try the assessment.
Yeah.
And I know what he gonna do.
Yeah.
He gonna try the assessment.
Oh.
It's gonna blow up. It's going to change everything.
Yep.
He's going to eventually bring me in later. These kids going to go to the NBA.
Yep.
I'm going to have a connection with the kids while they're in the league. They're going to invite me to their wedding.
Yep.
They gonna, when they do say something crazy online, they're going to call me E. I said something crazy during the press conference. Pray with me. Pray. And I'm going to be there for them. And my gift is going to keep making room. Your gift is not making room because you're trying to impress humans with your gift when God already know what your gift is. So just give it back to God.
Right.
And then the next group, you saying, God, why you give me this gift? This gift don't look like C gift. This gift don't look like a car gift. This gift don't look like mall gift. It doesn't look like their gift because it's not.
Mm-mm.
Because he's so God, each individual he made them with their own gifts. And so if you would just use your, first of all, figure out what it was, like Carl said. Can I be honest with y'all? This is why you need to be there April 16, 17, 18. I'm going to tell y'all the truth. Y'all may not believe this. I want y'all to finally get what I'm getting every day.
Mm.
Y'all think I don't need a pack. Y'all think by myself I would be this dope. Y'all really think that. Y'all really think I ain't have D, I ain't had his crew. Y'all think I would be producing at this level? And the reason why you're not producing at this level is because the only time you get this is on the podcast. Come get it for real.
That's exactly what I did.
Real talk.
You telling the truth. That's exactly what I did, bro. As opposed to getting it off of YouTube, and I came and said, bruh, I am going to not only come, I'm going to be in the front row. I'm going to be VIP'd. I want to get connected and be in the room and not just say, oh, I was in the building. There's a difference between being at the table and being in the building.
I'm talking about at the table. I'm at the table.
At the table.
I'm calling Ma about the table.
Matter of fact, they had a table already. When I came in, we went ahead and did a little extension.
We extended that table. And the table you created is longer than the table we had
at the beginning. For sure.
No, I'm saying for real. And do that too. Don't come to the table to take only. Come to the table to build, to get. Because I'm going to tell you something. If you come to the table and you bring in stuff and this chairs get small and we have to start liquidating and we trying to figure out who should be at the table, I promise you the eaters going first.
Oh, for sure.
The eaters is the first one. Like, okay, the eaters. I'm sorry. We don't have enough. If you grocery shopping.
You showed up with your Tupperware.
With the food in it. I'm just being real. I'm not trying to be deep. If you got to choose between when you're doing Thanksgiving, you do not start Thanksgiving with the eaters.
Mm.
You do not start Thanksgiving like, all right, who are all the eaters I can invite? You don't start there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You start with who got that dish?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Who could bring that?
Yep. You eat first. Come on.
ET1%.com, ET1%.com.
Yeah, I see you in Atlanta.
We will see in Chicago.
I'm sorry, Chicago.
That's all
right. I'm on the phone right now. I'm up with Trap, so I'm thinking about getting to Atlanta.
April, man, we will be in Chicago live and direct. You want to figure out how to use your gift, find your gift.
Yeah, all that.
Take your gift to the next level. ET1%.com.
Yeah, all that.
We will be in the building. It will be incredible. It's one you don't want to miss. All right. Anybody got anything else?
I do. My boy just hit me. Russ. You remember Russ? Russ got that show. What is it? Love and something of Huntsville. Love and Marriage, I think, of Huntsville. Mm-hmm. They did the Love and Marriage of Detroit. Mm-hmm. And Russ used to come to the church.
You and Didi on it?
He used to be the principal. At Jalen Rose Academy.
Okay.
We talking about our gifts shall make room for you. He said, big bruh, Happy New Year. At this event, my guy Dennis Archer is talking about you. Your gift, you got people talking about you in a room you're not even in. And that's what your gift can do. It can go places you can't go. I'll see y'all in Atlanta. I'm sorry, I keep saying that. I'll see y'all in Chicago April 16,
17, 18. Chicago.
This one is just real simple. Get a backbone. Get a backbone. And it's not what you think. When I say get a backbone, Ma has taught us about the five pillars, y'all. Get a backbone. There's something that you are going to build your life off of. And when you think about your backbone, like some people might want to think of it as being rigid. No, it's not rigid. It's actually the thing that supports. It's the thing that's the structure. So for me, literally, Ma, I'm using my own words, but I wake up in the morning. There are three things that have to happen in my morning. I got to have my own worship. I have worship with the family.
I'm learning now that I've been doing it the last couple of months. Drink water immediately when you get up. Your body been sitting there for hours, bro, without no water. Like, drink water. And then the third one is that workout. Those are my three things. And I promise you, for most of you, get to halfway through the day and your body's slumping while your backbone ain't together. So get a backbone.
Man, you been hoodwinked. You been bamboozled.
Led astray.
You been run amok.
Led astray.
They told you to put your money in the bank. And the bank said, we're going to pay you 0.001% interest money.
Thank you, sir.
And you're wondering why you're still in the same position you're in.
Come on.
Look, man. Look, if the only thing you can do is put your money in the savings account. There are other savings accounts
that you can put it in.
Yeah. Right? There are some savings accounts that's not brick and mortar. They're just online accounts. And they're paying 3.5%, 4.3%, 4.2%. You know, I seen one that was 4.9%. Google. I don't represent nobody. Nobody paying me. But just until you figure out or give your money direction. See, money never should sleep. And when you put your money in a typical savings account, it's just not sleep. It's dead. So now, though, until you get actual direction on what you want to do with your money, the first thing I need you to do right now is at least put it in a high yielding interest account.
ET1%.com. If you want to see more live, was that a preview of the keynote? You got, is a new keynote coming in April, or what are we doing?
Oh man, Chicago style. Oh yeah, we, you know, this is all we doing now, is bringing new keynotes. So I'm gonna talk about how to, you know, my keynote is gonna be about really probably belief and everything like that. You know,
all right, let's do it. ET1%.com. We out of here. We love you. We'll see you next week.
Let's go.
I want you to focus on here right now. Don't you worry about when you get home. You make this, you concentrate on this opportunity. You don't worry about tomorrow. You concentrate on this opportunity with all your might, with all your soul, with all your heart.
Thank you so much for rocking with us as always, right? We don't take it lightly, guys. And we hope that we've provided transformation and not just information. We want you to become the best version of yourself, right? Make sure you check out the show notes to access all the important links and get your product discounts. Now, one favor we're asking of you, do us this favor. Make sure you subscribe and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. We want to know your feedback and how we can serve you better. And if there's anyone that you think could benefit from listening to the show, please, I'm begging you, please share it with them. And remember, as E always says, if you want to succeed as bad as you want to breathe, then you'll be successful.